The Blue Network presents Eddie Condon's 14th jazz concert. Virgil Thompson says, "What no Europeans make, as our men do, is La Musica Americana, that spontaneous ensemble of individual freedoms that we call non-commercial swing. The improvising of it by our greatest instrumental virtuosos under Eddie Condon's direction has provided the most absorbing musical experience and one of the highest manifestations of the musical faculties it has ever been my pleasure to witness." Ladies and gentlemen, what Virgil Thompson, the most discerning of contemporary music critics, is talking about is exactly what's happening here at Town Hall in New York City this afternoon. And for more information about that, I refer you to Mr. Eddie Condon.
Thank you, Fred Robbins. Well, these guys that we have here, who played that last night, there's Gene Schrader on the piano, he works down at Nick's. Bob Casey works down at Nick's, other places also. We have Ernie Casares. He's a country club fellow. We have Benny Morton here, who's down with Ed Hall's band. Ed, you'll hear later, down at the Cafe Society downtown. We have Billy Butterfield here, who has a show of his own. When is that show, Bill? What day? What time?
Wednesday night.
What time?
11:15.
He just barely thought of it. 11:15 Wednesday night on the same network. We have Bobby Hackett here. He's also a club member. And we have the Iron Man, P.B. Russell, of course. Now, we're going to do a song, and we have Lee Wiley here. Thank goodness. We looked for years for the right vocalist, and this is the answer. Lee, we're going to give two beats on this thing. And you got four bars there, Bobby? All right, here we go. Ready? One, two.
Your hat, leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear that doorstep. Life could be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover is all over. If I never had a cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller. Gold as dead by feet on the sunny side of the street.
I warned you about Lee Riley. She don't cause any harm for anyone. There's a fella here. What's your name, boy?
Come on. You tell him, old man, will you?
This is Mr. Capital Theater Krupa.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? Hello.
Gene, did you count those tickets this morning?
No, I didn't get up early enough, Eddie.
Well, don't let your manager do it. Hey, we're going to play a song here, Gene. Wait a minute. Come over here. We're going to play Rose Room.
All right.
And you know how that routine goes.
I hope I do.
Just hang on until you win.
All right.
Oh, you get over there, Gene, and we'll get this thing straightened out. Gene, we're going to start this with two beats. No two beats. You take it on the clarinet chair. Boom. Got it.
Thank you. finished up, boy.
Well, Gene's on his way now to get over the Capitol. I'm sure those tickets need counting. By the way, that last arrangement was by Joe Bamberger. He's one of the staff from Julius's. Now, Laney Lee is about ready to sing a song. We have time for him. He's a boy from St. Louis. By the way, we got a guy here right next to me. Bill, what are you going to do?
I think I'll play that thing. I'll follow you, Ed.
You follow me?
Yeah, I'll follow you.
If you follow me, you're game.
Peace.
Why don't you play this for Arthur Shutt?
That's right. I'll play it for Arthur Shutt.
I hope he's listening.
All right.
Go ahead, Bill. Bill, I know you're pretty thankful about that applause out there. Think about in Seattle and Spokane, places where you hate to walk to. Now, we're going to do a number here, Bill. And I know you wrote this for Gene Krupa, right?
That's right, with Gene Krupa. It's a brand new thing called Here Comes the Band.
Are you ready to flip into it?
Teddy, I'm ready to go.
Quack it.
Oh, here I go. Thank you.
Well, that was Bill Smith, known as the Lion. We call him Zoc for short. Now, what we'll do is play the Muskrat Ramble. This is going to feature Billy Butterfield. Billy, are you ready? We'll give you two beats on this thing. Ready? One, two. Thank you. Well, that was Billy Butterfield. You'll hear more of him on the tail end of this thing. Next week, we expect to have Dave Tupp and Woody Herman. I don't know who works for who. They're both in the same band. We expect to have both of them here, and they're going to open the Pennsylvania Hotel this Monday night. Please be there, if you can find room. We have a small band in the basement. Now, we're going to give Casey back his bow. And Lee Wiley's here with us again, and you're going to sing Sugar, aren't you, Lee?
Yes.
You'll catch that later train back to Washington, or is it Boston?
Atlantic City.
Atlantic City. Well, there's a movie out. Are you in it?
No.
Well, we'll put you in it. We'll reverse the whole thing. Lee, we're going to take two beats on this thing. We're going to take it very slow, fellas. Are you ready? Boom. Boom. Boom.
Sure.
sugar. I call my baby my sugar. I never maybe my sugar. Because my sugar is so confectionary funny. He never pleads for my money. All he can give me is honey. He's the best in his line. I'd make a mistress to his lips if I were a bee, 'cause they are sweeter than any honeydew. They're granulated sugar. I get my taffy from sugar. That's why I'm daffy about sugar. That sugar baby of mine.
Sugar's much prouder than he was before. Thanks a lot, Lee. Fred Robbins?
Yes,
you got something in your hand there. What is it?
Well, Ed, on the agenda for next Saturday are a couple of interesting items named Art Hodes and Jonah Jones. Art, as you know, is the editor of that bright little magazine, The Jazz Record. Jonah Jones is with Cab Calloway's band. Gene Krupa will be here, too, if he can break out of that stage door of the Capitol Theater over on Broadway. And Lee Wiley's going to sing a new Johnny DeVries song, If Johnny Will Only Mail In the Lyrics. We're having quite a time getting Johnny used to the postal system. There's some talk of Gene Schrader being here, and I know positively that Bill Harris will play the trombone, and Bobby Hackett will play the cornet. Max Kaminsky's going to drop by from the Pied Piper down on Barrow Street in the Village. Ernie Caceres is putting a few new valves on that hydrant of his, so he must be planning to sit in. And, where's that commando? Pee-wee? You're definitely going to be here? Well, Eddie, it looks like you've got a band on your hands next week.
Can we take it?
We can take it.
Boom, boom. Gene just played the piano. Tony Caceres is now on the hydrant. Here comes Benny Morton. Here goes Billy Butterfield on the cornet. Bobby Hackett on the cornet. down to Cafe Society downtown. Here's Benny Morton coming in with that trombone. He works with that downtown. Stevie
Condon's Jazz Concert is produced by Ernest Anderson, directed by Jack Bland, and announced by Fred Robbins.